One is allowed to involve himself in chetze shomayim, which means things that are mitzvahs, even though they involve issues of business. So like a chasana, or these are the public. And another one was to educate one's child, either in Torah or a trade. The halacha is ma'amich that Rabbi Nehorai in the Mishnah in Kedushin says, I leave aside all the trades in the world and I focus on teaching my son only Torah. And he stresses that whether your child is going to go into a trade or he's going to stay in learning of utmost importance to give him a very good education in Torah and Yerushalayim. Because if not, when he goes into business, he's going to drop the Torah and Yerushalayim and it could come to various chamuris and frat nowadays that the Yitzhar is very great. It's important to stress the importance of Torah and Yerushalayim to our children. We saw more than that, that even if it's for a mitzvah, you're allowed to talk about it, but actually hiring somebody is us. Now, there's a little not clear in the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch whether it means that under all circumstances, it's not clear in the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch if it means under all circumstances you're not allowed to hire the person, even if you do not make up a specific price for the wages. But it's only also if you say the make up the specific amount of wages he will receive, and Mishnah Berurah remains with a suffix about it. If one can avoid mentioning, yeah, he mentioned that Shulchan Aruch said that which is permitted to talk about hiring somebody for a mitzvah is just talking about hiring him. But actually hiring him is a problem to do on Shabbos, even if it's for a mitzvah. It's unclear if it's also, even if you do not specify the wages you will get. So one can avoid doing the actual hiring on Shabbos if you do so. Rambam says, V'yesher z'mokum shalogim liten l'kreb atar l'yishabeyach v'noit l'tzoka or l'chazen z'osu b'shabbos l'tzoka v'yitin v'amidik l'hokim t'mut l'tzoka v'yitin. There's certain places when the person gets an aliyah, they make an yishabeyach, it makes a netzah to give a tzoka. Some places they also do that on Shabbos, you give it to tzoka or to give it to the malkoiri, and others say it's permitted, that is the minik. The minik is to be lenient about this because we saw before that to pledge stock on Shabbos is acceptable, even if the chazan, the bakari, have money and the money is going to them, but still it's considered not as bar mitzvah, because if they won't get paid, they won't. As far as auctioning off the aliyahs, so there's also machlokes whether it's permitted or not. The ones that are permitted say that even though you're not allowed to do business deals on Shabbos, here you're actually selling it for a price, but over here, not really selling anything that is tangible. It's just the mitzvah itself, which will come about. If you want to pay the full value of the mitzvah, it will be $1 trillion at least. Yeah. So therefore, they're permitted. He says those who permit this, we can let them get away with it. As far as buying seats in the shul, buying esrogim from the gavin, they used to sell that used esrogim after sukkis. That's definitely also, because that's even the prophet is going to the shul, but it's a sale. The sale itself is not as bar mitzvah. The issue of buying and selling on Shabbos, that one may come to writing, if he does so, therefore Zal asked it, even if he's not planning to write anything. And more than that, it's a chumah, which the place can bring, which brings it, that it's also to give a gift to somebody else, because you make any type of transaction, change of ownership, people will confuse it, and they will come to do business on Shabbos and come to write on Shabbos. If the gift is the Tzor Shabbos and Yotzer, that's acceptable. If the gift is also the Tzor Mitzvah, it's also acceptable to give it on Shabbos. Yeah, once again, it's just a gift. He's hoping for to make a business deal, not, but a gift, yes. Yeah. If you want to borrow something from somebody, he wants you to give a security, mashkin, so that he's ensured they get the money back. So if you're borrowing the Torah Shabbos, the mitzvah, then you never give a mashkin. If not, then that's also, if you want to buy some food for Shabbos from a goy, you'll have to give him a mashkin also, because look at it, you won't have the food. They used to give a gift to a youth that would say a drasha or a bar mitzvah, and that, Bruce says, is not a proper thing to do. It's not considered self mitzvah. Today is some place in that included the mark to the child before Shabbos, and just Even though you're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos, it's for a mitzvah that is permitted. Not every Issur Rabbanan is mutter to walk a mitzvah, but this is a more lenient one. It's only a chul to the chol, the fact that you're measuring things, where as far as measuring one's temperature, it's a chash that he's sick for sure, there's no problem doing it. Talking about an electric one, a mercury one, whatever material has inside, it's definitely permitted. Place here, but Shabbos, the Zabbos things, not even part of the Zabbos of measuring, because it's very different than the type of measuring one would do for measuring merchandise, weighing merchandise by sale. If Israel fell into the food, you'll have to measure the season 60 times, so that should be up. The Machab continues, the little bit of Eze, Mishu Choyla, the little Choyish Olof, the Moshe Nogim Anosh Mutter, there was some type of non-conventional medicine that then we measure a belt of a woman who was sick and say certain incantations, and it's Mutter, Kamaban, if it's sorcery, of a desire is prohibited, if it's something that was accepted to do, that's also an Adidas Shemitzvah, was done for medicinal purposes. I maybe saw some because of this. Shchikas have money now to take medicine on Shabbos. It's also not because it's non-conventional. It's not something that will cause you to grind up different ingredients for the medicine.